Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm fine. I wasn't expecting a call today. What can I do for you?
Okay, so we had you on the calendar for a call today. And so we were just responding.
It was at 10:30 this morning. It was 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I think it's tomorrow morning. Yeah, but anyway.
Well,
anyway.
It's set for today, actually, and 10:30 Pacific time. So I'd be happy to help you now.
Oh, okay.
Or
I guess that's where. No, I'll talk to you now. Hold on. Let me turn my TV off. I'm just here home here for a few minutes.
Oh. Caught you right then.
Are you located in Colorado?
No, in California.
California?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I ask is because another client is 877, and I thought it was Colorado. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, the 877 numbers are toll-free numbers, could be anywhere.
Oh, is it like a common number like 800?
Yes, it
probably is. Probably is.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, here's the thing. How long? Can you tell me how long I've been with Local Splash?
I can. Just a moment.
It's not very long. A couple months, I think.
4 months, approximately.
4 months.
Yes.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. I thought I was supposed to get the client's call right directly to me.
Yes.
You know, but I haven't received any or many. Maybe a couple or something, but not many.
Got it. And I see.
So that makes me unhappy. I'm paying $249, I think, a month, you know, for virtually not much.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm looking at a couple of things as we're speaking. One thing I want to bring to your attention in a moment, but first.
Okay.
But first, to address what you just said, well, most businesses do take a little bit of time to get on the first page of a search, you know, and it's within the first couple months for most businesses. And that's going, you know, that, and then to get higher on the search, and that's what's going to increase their response. But at the same time, even when that process is happening, we pay Google for a small amount of Google ads that don't run all the time, but can also bring you calls. And so in the beginning, sometimes it's slower than others. But one of the things that I did want to bring to your attention is that one of the people that texted you recently, maybe Frank McKenna, that's not familiar?
Yes. Okay.
I can see that you responded to us instead of him. Maybe you corrected that.
I have responded to him, and I've talked with him a couple times, and I've already had, you know, actually met him on the job.
Perfect.
And we're going to do the job a little bit later, not right now, because he's not going to move in there until the end of the month.
Well, good. I'm glad you straightened that out, because
that's the only one that I can recall. maybe you can tell me some names of others. And because, see, here's the problem in a nutshell. I am with Home Advisor still, and I was been with them for 8 years. Recently I talked to another contractor, and he said I was paying like upwards to $1,200 a month with Home Advisor. So that's the only thing I wasn't happy about. And I talked to another contractor, and he said, well, I'm with Angie's List. And I said, oh, yeah. So I looked into that. I got hooked up with that, and that's $400 a month. And I'm not happy with them.
They're the same company now. I know that.
And actually, I was getting double leads. I'm paying $400 a month for all the leads they can give me, and which aren't that many. And then with Home Advisor, then I was paying them whatever they was charging per lead. And it's not a set amount. It's different in every lead. And so I'm just paying, and I'm not real happy. Number one, I don't use a computer. Number two, I was under the impression, and now, like I say, I've been doing Home Advisor for 8 years, and it's worked out fine. I should have just let things alone and kept paying a high price, right? So, but anyway, I was under the impression that either you or Angie List was going to send me the review or the leads that the people are going to call me direct. Well, that's not the case as of yet. Now, maybe Mr. McKenna was. I don't recall. You know, I do get a call once in a great while from just somebody, you know, or anybody.
Sure. So the difference here. Oh, you go ahead.
Well, anyway, here's my point. I'm paying out a lot of money per month. And I was just, you might as well say I was trying to cut corners or cut down expenses. And I've gotten myself all in a big mess. Like your company, Local Splash, I don't know what I'm getting for my $249 a month. Now, you just brought to my attention that Frank McKenna was one lead. Can you tell me of any more?
Okay, sure. And you're right, it's not many, if any. Give me a moment to look at those. Because as I'm going to pull that back up, what I want to tell you is that we are different than like a lead service like Angie's or Home Advisor, which is actually the same thing now. They are sending you leads. You're still getting charged separate. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this. They are the same and they aren't. I have 150 reviews with Home Advisor. I have probably none with Angie's List. And they're owned by the same company, named almost like, but they ain't allowed to transfer the leads. You know, they ain't allowed to transfer my lead history, which I think is stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's a stupid rule.
I see what you mean. So what I was going to say is that,
Worked hard to get those 150 good reviews, and now they're, you know, not really good. You know what I mean?
I do.
Any advantage?
Okay. So one thing is that either one of those companies are lead services where, like you were talking about, getting calls directly. So they're lead services, and somebody comes to them.
But I don't get a phone call directly. I get it. Home Advisor calls me. I don't grab it right away because usually I'm not in a good position to write down any information. So I let them put it on my message thing, and then I 5 minutes later I collect it and write it down,
right?
Because I can keep hitting a number four and I can keep repeating the information.
Sure.
Because I'll tell you the truth, the computer voice that they have is hard to understand. And I have to play sometime, play it over and over and over and over until I kind of finally get it. And then sometimes I don't get it, so I just have to rely on the phone number to call the person themselves. And then 75% of the time, they don't answer the dang phone. So I'll call and leave 3 messages, then I quit. I give up on it. Very frustrating.
Right.
I figure it this way. If you have electrical problem enough that you're going to go online to get an electrician, why don't you answer your dang phone? You know?
Exactly.
See, I don't use a computer, so I'm at a big loss. But I've been running my business for the last 8 years with Home Advisor and no computer and a flip phone.
And it still works. It's been working.
And, you know, and I've been doing a lot of work.
Got it.
But right now I'm kind of unhappy because I've gotten myself into I didn't even realize I was under contract to Angie List for a whole year. And it cost me $4,800 for that year.
Mm.
And until I pay the $4,800, I can't get out of it. See, they take $400 a month. They're taking $400 a month. And I'm just not happy about the whole thing. And then to top it off, I got hooked up with you guys. Maybe at the same time I did Angie, maybe I was desperate and I was just looking for anybody. I don't know. You know what I mean? I was paying $1,200 a month. That's a lot of money. I could buy a Mercedes or something with it. I could go on real nice vacations with that money. But anyhow, on the serious side, can I ask you a question? Am I bound to a contract with you?
No, you are month to month with us. And
okay.
So there's no contract.
So all right, here's what I'm going to do. I want you to give me a list right now, if you can, of the leads you've given me. And it's only been a couple months, so I don't recall a lot of leads. So, and I'm calling them leads. That's what they are. If somebody calls me, whether somebody has given me their number or not, they're still, in my eyes, a lead. You know.
I understand.
But I'm gonna try to stick with you a while, and see if. But what I want the customer to call me direct. Just give them my phone number, you know, and have them call me. Is that too much to ask or what? I know we're in the computer age, you know. I know
it's
everything's
not
so
much
done
to ask,
by computer.
But I haven't had a chance to respond to anything you've asked. So I do want to answer what you're asking. First of all, we have this call tracking, what you said about them calling you directly. The difference between us and the lead service, what we send you, we call it a lead to, but it's different in the sense that it's not coming to us first for us to filter and then say, here's a lead to you. Well, our job is we get your business to be found out on Google. And then people call you directly. So you're right about that. However, we're using our call tracking number that we gave you. That's why I can see what was sent you. And
you see, that's another thing. I get a call from you. And the other day I got it and I wrote down a number and I called and I got you. But then it didn't go no further because I guess I didn't know how to respond.
Yes, and that's what I want to make clear with you, is that the call tracking number when somebody dials you and say you don't take that call and you miss it and you want to call back, or even if you took it, you're getting a text message at the same time that shows you the real number they called from. So, because when it comes to you, you're only seeing our number, right? And
right. So
you're only seeing our number, but you're supposed to be receiving a text that shows you the actual number they're calling from. And that would be important. And that's how you would, be able to call them back. Now you've cleared something up for me. You said you don't use computers because I'm logged into your dashboard that you would have access to, but I understand now you don't use computers.
Here's this may be what you're plugging into. My daughter-in-law lives next door to me, and she's computer savvy. As she works for the state of Delaware, mm-hmm. but she did the Angie List deal for me over the computer. So I do have a website. I don't know. I see, because I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. We've created you a website. I mean, I was told,
yeah, you're going to be number one, but I have found out since that I am not number one. I'm about number four or five in this area.
Got it. And, you know, it's our job to get you on the first page as high as possible, but nobody should have promised you that you could be number one or any particular number
because they shouldn't have because they didn't deliver.
Because there's no such thing. Every person searching on Google can see something different. And so
my name does come up number one in some areas, maybe. I have heard people say, well, they went online and I'm number one. And I said, well, I don't know how that happened because I never, you know, never had a site or anything.
Well, you have a website for that.
I've been in business 36 years. I've been doing this kind of work for 65 years. And, you know, and I've lived in my area here in this house for 53 years. So in my area, some people may know me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, after being here that long, it's just a natural thing. But I don't want to just say I quit, but I will say I'm confused right now, and I just kind of feel like I'm throwing money away in three different directions, if you know what I mean.
Okay, got it.
If you can deal with that. I'm just telling you how I feel. I want to give you every chance, you know, if you can just explain to me more how it works. And you have explained it more. And also, if I start getting some phone calls where I can turn them into jobs and recoup my $249 a month, you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, if I can't do that, then the $249 a month is a burden to me.
Understood.
See what I mean?
It makes sense.
I mean, I might
Absolutely.
As well take the $249 and throw it out in the front yard or something. Maybe I can grow a money tree. You know what I mean?
Got it.
I don't like to waste money. I don't mind spending money if it's justified. But I don't like just throwing it away. And right now, I just kind of feel like I'm throwing some money away.
Okay.
So if you can do something to ease my mind or help me out or something, I will keep trying with Local Splash. But I can tell you this, I am not happy with Angie. I think Angie is screwing me, if you want to know the truth. I was getting double leads. I was getting leads from both of them and paying for both, once directly and once indirectly, if you know what I mean.
I do. I've got something to bring up with you. Okay, so first off,
sure.
We'll look over your whole account and do what we can to increase your response that you're not getting right now. But at the same time, you've mentioned, like, you know, paying for leads, like with Angie's or Home Advisor, and some things that you're not happy with. And one of the things that we know that people don't like about either one of those is that they share the lead. When they send it to you, they send it to five people at the same time.
Yes. Well, I was told by Home Advisor, three people.
Three. Okay.
But yes, I know what you mean. You're not guaranteed any work, I guess, from anybody, but spreading the news to three or five other people isn't good.
No.
Either, you know.
No, it's not.
A lot of times I'll respond, like when Home Advisor calls me, or if I do happen to pick up the phone, they will say, to speak to the customer direct, push one or say yes, which I do a lot of times, and I surprise the heck out of people because they're still on the computer.
Oh, yeah, it's coming through live.
But that's good and fast, and I respond right then. But I always did try to respond as quick as I could. But once in a while, I'll get a lead, and I call them right away that same day, and they'll say, oh, we already have it done. And I'll say, well, when did you, you know, do this? When did you put it online? And sometimes things don't jive, you know.
Right, because you know you called them the very same day you got it.
Yes. I felt like I got cheated out of it, and I still got to pay for the lead.
And that's why I want to tell you about something else. Google has their own lead service, and it's called Google Guaranteed. And the difference is, when they don't have it in every industry and area, but they have it in your industry and area, and it's the first thing that people see when they're looking online. When it's available, it shows at the top above everything else. Now, their lead service is different because two things. One, obviously it's higher, so it's more visible. Two, they don't share the leads. Any lead you get goes to only you, one person. Three, they have a very good program for disputing a lead. If you think you got a bad lead, they will, you know, you can get the money back.
I have to say that Home Advisor is good about that.
That's good.
They're good about, you know, adjusting any problem you think you have.
That's good to hear. So I did want you to know that, in case you wanted to know this, this isn't about what you're already paying for. We'll address that no matter what. But Google does have its own lead service, and it is better than the others for the reasons I mentioned. And they actually guarantee your work. When you're Google guaranteed, they do their background check, then they put a check mark that says Google guaranteed. They will guarantee your work, I think, up to $2,000, so that if anybody ever had a dispute, they're going to pay. In other words, not only are they giving you a better lead, but they're protecting the customer.
It's like insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an insurance company. You have an insurance company that takes care of things, you screw them up, you know.
Yeah. So
I've had two claims in 36 years.
Pretty good.
One was a stainless steel refrigerator door, and the other one was a refrigerator.
Both were refrigerator problems.
I'm very careful about my work and what I do and so forth, and I've kept that down to a bare minimum, and I've stayed with the same insurance company all those years.
Yes. So about this, I wanted to know if you wanted the information about Google's lead servers, because it might be a better product for you. And if you're
interested. Well, but here's the thing. I'm not stuck with Home Advisor, but I am stuck with Angie until October, because they said I signed a contract. I said, well, I never even saw a contract. How could I sign it? They said, well, it's been signed online. So, but anyway, I thought, you know, because, you know, when I do something, I want to know if I'm bound by anything. And I don't remember being told I was going to be bound by a contract. But that's beside the point. It's done now, and I have to go through with it.
Okay.
Got to stick with them until October.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep that in mind, your service. And
yes, and, because at any time, if you're interested in knowing about it, what would happen is I would go through this quick checklist, and if you were still and you're eligible, I know you are, then another agent would call back and answer questions about cost and pricing. Google would do a little background check, probably like you've already done before. And
yeah.
And
you got to be licensed, and your license has to be up to date and everything.
Insured and licensed, same thing.
I've been through all that.
Right.
But you didn't mention what the cost may be for that for a month.
Well, I don't know the cost actually. That's why.
I'll just keep this in my mind, and then I'm gonna go get through the summer with what I got and what I'm doing, and bear
with me. We can help you
with
that anytime if you're ever interested.
All right. Well, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hang with you a while, give you more chance to make it work, and we'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay. And we're gonna do everything we can to improve your response. And
well, that's what I want too. You know.
Of course.
Let's just say I was happily satisfied, or satisfied happily, for 8 years with Home Advisor, until they have merged now with Angie, and now things aren't as good as they were. I think.
I see. It was.
And I get busy, I'll turn my leads off and catch up, you know, and then they will turn them off for 30 days, which is good. But then when they do turn them on, they bombard you with a whole pile of leads.
More.
And you can't even respond to them. And like I say, a lot of people don't even, and they won't even answer the phone. And that really gripes me.
Right.
You leave three or four messages, I figure that's enough. You know? I have to draw the line.
Yep, I agree with that.
I've gotten some great jobs. Don't get me wrong. I have gotten some great jobs through Home Advisor. I mean, I got one job, was a $25,000 job.
Nice.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was great. But just these other little petty things that are starting to happen that I don't like.
Well, we want to make this work for you, just your presence on Google itself, and then if you have questions ever in the future about the Google guarantee, we can help you with that as well. Okay?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. Call me in 1 month. Let's see how it goes. Okay?
Okay. All right. We'll follow up and call you. Sure. We'll talk to you in a month.
Call me in a month. And what is your name?
My name's Shalette.
How do you spell that?
C-H-E-L-L-E-T-T-E.
Okay. What is that? French?
Actually, I really don't know. I don't know.
Shalette. Uh-huh. That's cool.
Thank you.
Okay, Shalette. Thanks for calling me. And you'll call me in 1 month
again.
And we'll talk again, okay?
Sounds good. All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.